To know that one has a secret is to know half the secret itself. Henry Ward Beecher. Prologue. Mendoza, Argentina. The door flies open. Bright light floods into the dark room, framing the silhouette of a large man who stands there, unmoving. "What?" Will demands, raising himself onto his elbows, squinting into the harsh light. "What's going on?" The man doesn't answer. "What do you want?" The man remains in the doorway, saying nothing, a mute, looming hulk. He surveys the hotel room, the disheveled bed, discarded clothing, burned down candles, wine bottle and glasses. "¿Qué quieres?" Will tries. Will had been lying in bed, staring at the ceiling, worrying. But not about this. Not about an intruder. Now Will's mind is flooding with competing scenarios and their different levels of emergency. Drunk hotel guest, confused night porter, hotel security, jealous boyfriend, burglar, murderer. Will's panic is rising, and his eyes flicker toward escape. The French doors that he opened just a few minutes ago, doors facing the vineyard that falls away from the hacienda, with the snow-capped peaks of the Andes in the distance, under the big, fat moon. He pulls himself to a sitting position, uncomfortably aware of his bare chest. "Who are you?" he asks assertively, trying to project confidence. "Why are you here?" The man nods, takes a step forward, and pulls the door closed behind him. The room falls into the semi-darkness of flickering candlelight and the bright blue LED glow of the clock. 2:50 a.m. Will's eyes readjust while his heart races, his breath coming quick and shallow. Fight or flight? Or both? His imagination hops around the room, trying out different items as weapons. Swinging the standing lamp, breaking the wine bottle, a fireplace tool. The poker would be the best, but that's on the far side of the room, on the other side of this trespasser, this indistinct peril. "No," the man breaks his silence. "Why are you here?" The man's hand finds a switch, a soft click and a harsh transformation. Will's pupils contracting a sliver of a second too slowly. In the light, Will realizes that he has seen this man before. He can't remember where or when exactly, but it was sometime recent. This discovery feels more like a defeat than a victory, as if he has found out that he lost something. "Who are you, Will Rhodes?" The man's English doesn't have any trace of an accent, Argentine or otherwise. This is a big, beefy American who's continuing to walk toward the bed, toward Will, slowly, menacing. It takes a while. It's a large room, luxuriously decorated and extravagantly linened, with superfluous furniture and wine country knickknacks and signifiers of the pampas, mounted horns, a cowhide rug. It's a room designed to remind well-off guests of where they are and why they're here, when they could be anywhere. Will has stayed in many different versions of this room all over the world, always on someone else's tab. "Are you robbing me?" Will inventories the valuables he might lose here, and it doesn't amount to much. "Kidnapping?" No one except the most ill-informed amateur would take the tremendous risk of kidnapping for the paltry rewards that could be traded for Will Rhodes. This guy doesn't look like an ill-informed amateur. The intruder finally arrives at the bedside and reaches into his jacket. Will scoots away from whatever potential threat is being withdrawn from this man's pocket in the middle of the night, halfway across the globe from his home, from his wife. His life. If Will had any doubts earlier,